Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Standing Ovation in Providence concludes the 2015 season of Shenyang Symphony Orchestra. India, Falun Dafa attracts crowds at the Dussehra Festival. Hungary, collecting petition signatures in the cities of Pages, Szeged, and Budapest. Puerto Rico, Falun Dafa at the San Juan Baby Boomers Expo. Youthful appearance startles Canadian customs officer. And Falun Gong practitioner has her blood forcibly drawn in Guizhou province. Now for the stories.
Standing Ovation in Providence concludes the 2015 season of Shenyang Symphony Orchestra. Shenyang Symphony Orchestra performed the last concert of the season in Providence, Rhode Island, on October 31, 2015. The performance ended with a long standing ovation and two encores, and concluded the month-long 11-city tour in North America. Aiming to revive the spirit and wisdom of the 5,000 years of Chinese civilization, Shenyang's original compositions depict various aspects of the heritage. The expressiveness of the East and West combined orchestra revitalizes both the spirituality and grandeur of the culture. Milan Nachev, the Shenyang conductor, said in an interview, "We go deep inside the meaning of the music, even past the emotional side. Most orchestras go to the emotional side, but we go beyond that. To illustrate the deeper meaning, many audience members could also sense and resonate with the messages in the music." Retired wealth management director, Hopeful and Beautiful. Mr. Frank Beyer, a retired Merrill Lynch wealth manager director, enjoyed the final piece, The Power of Compassion, which he felt was a story of hope. He could hear how the piece, dramatic at the beginning, transitioned into beauty, representing hope at the end. Jill Green, who attended the concert with Mr. Beyer, said she thought the concert was joyful. She said the first piece that opened almost brought tears to my eyes, referring to a piece entitled Following the Creator to Renew All Things. Project Manager, They Speak to the Soul. Howard Joseph, a project manager at J.P. Morgan Chase, said, "They speak to the soul. It does take you away." Mr. Joseph said of the original compositions, "I think they're beautiful. They are so creative. You have to see it for yourself to really understand," he said. "Being able to experience it is pretty special." Company president, speaking a universal language. Valan Martini, the president of a private company, said, "This is something that is really, really special. You have to be here to experience it. It will change who you are." He said the music is a language that passes the reasoning mind and talks straight to the heart. "This is a way of speaking to the heart across the continents, across countries, across cultures."
India, Falun Dafa attracts crowds at Dussehra Festival. India is a land of festivals, celebrating the seasons and the elements of nature, colors that light up people's lives, and of course the battle between good and evil. At the recently concluded Dussehra Festival in Mysore, a group from Bangalore demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises at a pavilion near a temple. Festival goers noted the practitioners' tranquility, and many wanted to learn the meditation practice. They also heard about the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China by the communist government. One local politician learned the exercises and bought Falun Dafa books, saying that he would introduce the practice at his office. Colorful float draws attention in Nagpur. In Nagpur, practitioners showed the exercises, distributed flyers, and offered books for sale at a large booth. The locals there still have fond memories of two performances from years prior by the Divine Land Marching Band, made up of Falun Dafa practitioners. For the first time in India, practitioners crafted floats and demonstrated the exercises on moving vehicles, drawing large crowds and frequent applause. After local cable networks and press covered the event, phone calls poured in from locals who wanted to learn the exercises.
Hungary, collecting petition signatures in the cities of Bécs, Szeged, and Budapest. Falun Dafa practitioners held events across Hungary on October 6th through 10th to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China and to gather signatures as part of the international push to bring the main perpetrator behind the persecution to justice. In July 1999, former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin ordered the suppression of Falun Gong in China. Under this violent campaign, more than 3,800 practitioners have been confirmed tortured to death, and many more have been sent to labor camps and prisons for their belief. Bej. Practitioners met many Bej residents in the downtown district on October 6th and 7th, and in the nearby green space known as Tetian until the 10th. Szeged. The people of Szeged saw the Falun Dafa information stand on the afternoon of October 9th. Locals and students alike were drawn to an SOS sign saying, "Your signature can save lives." Some people who signed the petition said, "The reason we are humans is to help our fellow human beings." Some passers-by were shocked to learn of the state-sanctioned killing of detained practitioners to harvest and sell their organs for profit. In China, the organ donation rate is statistically insignificant, yet thousands of transplants are performed each year. One petition was created by Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting and will be submitted to the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. The other calls for Jiang Zemin to be prosecuted in China for his leading role in the persecution. Budapest. On October 10th, practitioners collected signatures at the pedestrian underpass of the Budapest Western Railway Station. This is a very busy but not overly prestigious part of the capital city. Even though most people hurry through the underpass, many stop to listen to the practitioners and read the displayed information. An elderly man who had previously met with practitioners and heard about the persecution said, "Each time it surprises me very much, horrifies and saddens me. I hope it ends one day. At the same time, I am very happy there are still good people who are so devoted to helping others."
Puerto Rico, Falun Dafa at the San Juan Baby Boomers Expo. For the third consecutive year, Falun Dafa practitioners in Puerto Rico participated in the annual Baby Boomers Expo held at the Puerto Rico National Convention Center in San Juan. The event is dedicated to offering quality of life options for people born between the 1940s and the 1960s, a group estimated to make up 30% of the island's population. Held on the first weekend of October, the festival attracted over 8,000 people per day in a large celebration sponsored by the AARP, American Association of Retired Persons, health insurance companies, healthcare providers, quality of life providers, and financial planners. Visitors explored pavilions and booths amid live entertainment, including music, dancing, and comedy. Many who attended found something of an oasis. A booth featuring serene-looking meditators and highlighting the words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. People of all ages stopped by and asked, "Is this like yoga? Is this like Tai Chi?" The practitioners happily answered these questions and explained the concept of self-cultivation as taught by Falun Dafa. To many, cultivation is a new way of thinking, but the idea caught on quickly. One visitor said, "Regardless of my age, I can improve myself, and I can start now." People also read about the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China by the communist government, including the killing of detained practitioners to sell their organs for profit. One visitor asked, "Is this really happening today?" and was shocked to learn of the atrocities still being carried out today in Falun Dafa's home country. Those who tried out the Falun Dafa exercises were smiling with bright eyes and faces at the end. One learner commented, "You can feel the energy. I feel so calm and peaceful. Thank you."
Youthful appearance startles Canadian customs officer. A customs officer stared at the photo in Ms. Chao Ching Yang's passport as she returned to Vancouver in 2011. "Is this you?" he asked, looking between her and her passport photo. Ms. Yang was in her 60s, but she now looked years younger than the passport photo that was taken in 2007. She was returning to Canada after an almost two-year stay in Guangzhou. She had been helping her son and his wife take care of her grandchild. The customs officer questioned her for half an hour before letting her pass. Her youthful appearance also surprised many others. Bus drivers have asked her for ID when she gave them her senior card because they didn't believe she was 67. She attributes her youthful appearance to the outcome of a chance meeting. One afternoon, shortly after she arrived in Guangzhou in 2009, she met Ms. Cai, who invited Ms. Yang to her home, where she learned about Falun Gong and the persecution. Ms. Cai also gave Ms. Yang some Falun Gong books to read. Another practitioner later gave Ms. Yang the main book of Falun Gong, Juan Falun. She said, "I kept reading the book at my son's home. The more I read, the more I liked to read it. I gained new understandings every day." Ms. Yang followed the teachings of Falun Gong to improve her character and her morality. She gradually rid herself of her short temper. She said, "I remember Master Li's teachings and look inward during conflicts. It was hard initially because I used to look for external reasons or make excuses for myself. In time, I changed and am now mild-mannered and kind. I was sick a lot from the time I was young," she recalled. "My hemoglobin level was very low, as was my blood pressure, and I often fainted. I had cramps, heart and lung problems, and hyperthyroidism. She also had renal atrophy in her left kidney." She immigrated to Vancouver in 1996 to start a new life after her husband died, but her illnesses lingered. She said that since starting to practice Falun Gong, she has kept positive thoughts and seldom lets her mind wander or dwell on issues. Her illnesses seemed to disappear as soon as she took up the practice. She became healthy and energetic. Her younger brother summed it up well when he said, "My sister has completely changed."
Falun Gong practitioner has her blood forcibly drawn in Guizhou province. According to reports compiled by the Minghui website, police from multiple provinces, especially Guizhou and Liaoning, have been visiting the homes and collecting blood samples from non-consenting Falun Gong practitioners since April 2014. Most recently, Ms. Zhou Raofeng from Guiyang, the capital city of Guizhou, had blood drawn at her home by several officers. The police would not disclose the reason and said they were acting on orders from higher-ups. Possible escalation of state-sanctioned organ harvesting. Other police officers involved in similar cases revealed that the practitioner's medical information would be put in a database. As the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from imprisoned practitioners is a well-known fact, the noticeable trend of collecting blood samples at practitioners' homes indicates a possible escalation of the atrocities. Journalist Ethan Gutman, who has a new book, The Slaughter, covering in-depth investigations of organ harvesting atrocities in China, commented that these incidents involving at-home practitioners are a truly alarming development. Ms. Zhou's story, unexpected police visit and involuntary blood drawing. Four officers knocked on the door when Ms. Zhou was at home alone on October 15, 2015. The police asked if she had mailed a legal complaint against Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese leader. Ms. Zhou said that she had indeed written a legal complaint and mailed it to the Supreme People's Procuratorate. "I am suing Jiang because he launched the brutal persecution of Falun Gong practitioners," stated Ms. Zhou. Since the onset of the persecution, her husband had divorced her under pressure, she lost her job when she was jailed for 4 years, and her young son was raised by other people in her absence. The officers told Ms. Zhou that they were there to get a blood and DNA sample. Ms. Zhou asked who had sent them there and why they needed her DNA. All they would tell her was that they were carrying out orders. Ms. Zhou told them that she would not let them draw her blood because she knew the purpose was to sell her organs. However, the young officers used force to prick Ms. Zhou's finger and get a blood sample. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.